John here, and we've got a new sponsor, DistroKid. Now that you've finished your latest Pirate Math SpongeCore Twitch track, it's time to get it out there so everyone can hear it. DistroKid helps musicians get their music on all the major streaming platforms, and artists keep 100% of their royalties. And because you're a high-gain listener, you get 30% off. Just go to distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. That's distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. And now DistroKid has an app. The DistroKid app is available for iOS and Android. You can download it at distrokid.com/app or in the app and Play stores. We'd like to take a minute to thank our pals over at Isotope, makers of software and plugins for audio repair, mixing, and mastering. The new gold standard of audio repair, Isotope RX11, is coming in May. Buy RX10 now on sale and get RX11 absolutely free when it's released. We use Isotope products here at the High Gain. It's an important part of how we've been able to bottle pure podcast gold week after week. High Gain listeners get 10% off using the promo code FRET10. That's FRET10. That's all at isotope.com. IZOTOPE.com.
Hey, it's me, Ed Peterson.
Hi, Ed. It's me, John Kiltica.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Good. How you been?
Oh, I've been great. It's the High Gain Podcast, John.
It is the High Gain Podcast.
We're in beautiful West Seattle.
Sunny, warm.
I walked up and looked at my phone, and it was 60 degrees. Absolutely lovely.
Very nice out today.
Yesterday, Vicky and I took a walk with Pepper.
Pepper the dog.
Pepper the dog,
yes.
Who I regret not naming Marshall. After I posed her with a Marshall amplifier at Thunder Road Guitars.
That was pretty cool. Check out
Instagrams.
Yeah.
But I've been hiking with a weighted backpack, and I wanted more weight. So a friend of mine gave me a weighted vest.
A weighted tactical vest.
Yeah. I walked in, and our good friend Uncle Frank.
Yes.
Over there at Thunder Road Guitars was like, are you wearing a bulletproof vest, Ed? I look like a real dickhead.
That's Ed's springtime active shooter look.
It's terrible. What do we talk about, John?
Today we're talking...
grunge.
Guitars.
Grunge guitars.
Yes.
Specifically.
Grunge-inspired new guitars.
Okay.
I've got a Guild S100 Kim Thayil guitar.
Man, look at this. I've got a Guild S100, not Kim Thayil guitar.
The one you're holding is 1974.
Yep.
The one I'm holding is 2024.
That's 50 years.
Not bad.
Shout out to Greg and Zara over there at Recovery Effects. I got that Phantom Operator.
Do you like it?
I love it. I'm used to JFK Phantom Operator. That pedal does a whole lot more than the JFK settings.
Oh, yeah.
It actually took me a long time to figure out what the hell you were doing with that pedal. Beverages.
Beverages, Ed, yes.
Yeah.
Drop D.
I guess that's a kind of tribute to Kim Thayil, maybe?
It is.
I think about Soundgarden and their tunings, and Drop D is like the most vanilla.
Yeah.
They do a lot of wild-ass tunings.
He likes him some crazy tunings.
Yeah. Yeah, That's what he likes.
Yeah, he likes when people butcher his playing.
Sure.
Apologies.
Kim Thayil.
Anyway, this is the new Kim Thayil signature. There are two of them.
Okay.
There was a limited edition American one, limited to only 30.
Oh, geez.
And then this one is overseas, Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we'd talk about this today and see what we think of it.
You told me we were going to do this, and I started thinking about Soundgarden.
Yeah.
And that Gen 1 grunge thing. What's your favorite Soundgarden album?
Super Unknown.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mine is definitely Bad Motorfinger. Slightly less produced than Super Unknown.
Yeah, I kind of liked the production.
Yeah.
I kind of liked what was going on there.
That's got Spoon Man, right?
Yeah. We saw artists of the Spoon Man almost on a daily basis back in the day. He played his spoons in the market here in Seattle. Monica and I lived right near there and would do most of our shopping there every day. And even after that single came out, he was just kind of still doing his thing.
Good news. I don't know if he's still in the market, but we've still got him.
Nice.
Artist is still out there.
All right.
Banging his spoons.
Yeah.
For sure, there's some weird skill to that.
He'd be doing the spoon thing. Diddle, 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 how you would imagine spoons get played. And then he'd do this Pete Townsend windmill thing.
Sure.
Where he'd end up banging the spoons against the side of his face.
Yeah.
You're watching and you're like, okay, that sounds really cool.
Yep.
But that's kind of hurt. What are you drinking, Ed?
Athletic Brewing. The blue one. When I say I like the Run Wild, the blue one, This is what I mean. Do they have a slogan, John?
Drink this shit.
We are pioneering a craft brew revolution. We believe you shouldn't have to sacrifice your ability to be at your best to enjoy great brews.
I myself also have coffee.
Uh-huh.
And I've got a, what is this? This is a poppy prebiotic soda. This is ginger lime.
Are you a sucker for the prebiotics?
I am. Pre and pro? It doesn't matter to me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The ginger and the lime, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Ed.
Yeah.
Should we do a little brief overview?
Oh my gosh, I would love it. Guild. Let me tell you who the main players in the Guild story are.
Oh, okay.
Grange rhymes with orange.
Drange.
Rhymes with orange.
With a D, yes. Alfred.
Okay. What's he doing?
Oh, yeah, he's not doing much.
I would say he founded Guild in 1842.
That's close. 1952. Do you remember how our man Alfred Drange died in 1972?
Was he flying a plane up in Connecticut?
Yes.
Connecticut?
He was commuting, flying his own plane.
Man, I guess, you know, you get to some level of status and wealth, and there's just these people who decide, I'm going to fly a plane. I'm not wishing stuff on the affluent. But, you know, small planes, that's where all the plane deaths are.
Yeah, that doesn't seem very good at all.
Alfred's probably a hell of a guy.
Yes.
Okay.
His first facility upon founding Guild was in Manhattan. Remember Guild, the company that moved all over the joint?
Yeah, I think Manhattan seems like not where you would want to be having manufacturing.
Yeah, once you realize you need a bigger place.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they moved to Hoboken, New Jersey.
Oh, you're from New Jersey, aren't you?
I am. Speaking of Thunder Road Guitars.
ThunderRoadGuitars.com?
Yeah.
Uncle Frank.
Uncle Frank is now sponsoring shows on the Ruinous Media Network of Music Related Podcasts.
Hey, we're members of that network.
We are.
Yeah, they love us over there.
Yeah.
Uncle Frank and the crew? That's great.
Yeah.
How does that work? What does that mean?
Well, what that means for us is that anybody who wants to buy anything on ThunderRoadGuitars.com,
yeah,
you use the code HIGAIN10, wapow, 10%.
We have lots of fabulous sponsors, and we love them one and all.
Yes.
We are a guitar-related podcast.
We are.
And we know that a fair number of people have called in and bought guitars that we've talked about. Like, I want that guitar that they just did last week.
Yeah.
10%, that's pretty good, especially on some of these vintage bangers.
Exactly right. And I'm happy to report that nothing about the way we do our thing is going to change. Frank has never had an issue in 6 years with anything we've said or any viewpoint we have espoused.
We being Ed?
Yes. We say what we say and he's cool with it.
We say what we say and he's cool with it. Is that because he's like poring over every episode and just diligently listening? Or do you think it's like a out of sight, out of mind thing?
Yeah, maybe.
Sure. That's great. Welcome, Uncle Frank.
Yeah. Welcome, Uncle Frank.
Yeah.
High gain 10 gets you 10% off.
That's awesome.
Where did Guild go after Hoboken?
Hoboken, New Jersey to Kentucky.
No. Pretty close. Westerly, Rhode Island.
Is that close?
Not in the least.
Well. They're Manhattan. They go to Jersey. They're in Rhode Island. Then don't they pull some left field thing and go like way away?
Do they, Ed?
I don't know.
Where do you think they would go from Rhode Island?
Kentucky?
No! California.
That's a jaunt.
They were sold to Fender.
Fender, California.
Yes.
Okay.
Fender acquired somebody else at the same time and moved Guild to join them. So where was the next place?
Kentucky?
Tacoma, Washington.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. They were in Tacoma for a little while.
Yeah, because Fender bought Tacoma guitars. So they moved all the Guild acoustic stuff to be with them.
Where was the electric stuff being made? Was that still being made?
At that point, there were only acoustics.
Oh.
But then Fender keeps acquiring people. Mm-hmm. They acquired Command.
That's Ovation.
Yeah. They moved Guild to go live with Command. Where do you think that was?
Not Arkansas, not Kentucky. Nashville.
New Hartford, Connecticut.
What year is that?
2008. Oh.
So moving back.
Fender closes the New Hartford plant, and then they sell it again.
Sell Guild.
Yeah, 2015. Okay. Where do they go, Ed? Hint, it's where they are to this day.
Nashville.
No. Arkansas. No.
Not shit.
No, they went back to California.
Oh, okay.
They were bought by the Cordoba Music Group, headquartered in Santa Monica.
Shout out, Cordoba.
Headquartered in Santa Monica, I think manufacturing takes place in Oxnard. Little skip away.
Santa Monica's lovely.
It sure is. Recently, Yamaha acquired Guild.
Oh. Who do Yamaha own?
Besides Guild?
Yamaha Guitar Group. Yamaha?
Yes.
Line 6.
Hmm.
Ampeg, as well as the brands of the Cordoba Music Group. Cordoba.
Yep.
Guild. Humi Case.
Hmm.
DeArmond Pickups. There you go.
That's pretty good.
That's a nice package there, having the DeArmonds and the Guilds. That's great.
Let me tell you about this guitar, Ed.
Oh, yeah. Do that. It's got a little switch on it.
It does.
Okay. Ooh.
Okay, 2 Guild HB1 humbucking pickups.
That's great.
I've got a little bit of 1981 overdrive on. This thing plays well.
You're in the middle?
Yeah, if I go as bassy as I can.
Plenty bassy.
Should I go as treble-ish as I can?
Yeah.
That switch is a phase switch. So I'm going to play a chord, then phase out.
Am I crazy? Phase only works?
When both pickups are engaged.
Right.
This thing plays really well. Bound neck, block inlays. Chesterfield headstock logo, and then the King Animal truss rod cover related to Soundgarden.
King Animal.
It's a set neck.
Set neck.
You can get this in black, too.
Is it black with gold hardware?
It is.
I would totally get this in white. I'm not a fan of black and gold, but the gold and white, 100%. I'm on team vintage white.
Don't look at the website, Ed.
I'm not looking at prices.
How much do you think this is?
There's a number I want to say, which might be just insulting, which is like $580. Did they just blow the doors out with this thing and it's super cheap?
Not quite.
Right. Probably the number is $860.
$899.
Yeah. Maybe you can get a set neck guitar from Indonesia for like $500-$600.
I'd rock like, this any day over an SG.
Well, yeah.
Do we want to do a little comparison?
I could do that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
1974 S100 Deluxe with what they call a Guildsby vibrato, licensed by Guild. And now the brand new 2024 S100. Pretty faithful, I would say.
Yeah.
With the exception of the trem arm.
I love some Kim Thayil.
Yes.
I think that guitar he has is super cool.
Yes.
And I want one of those. And so you go look at the reverb at the 1974 S100. You could pay $3,800 for a 74, or you could pay $900 for a 2-day.
Yeah, just doesn't have the trem.
What are your thoughts on that trem? They had it without the trem, right?
Yeah, the regular S100.
Yeah.
I only ever like trems as far as they stay in tune.
Yeah.
I don't really have the patience.
Yeah.
The Polaris series started about 1970. It wasn't quite SG shaped, and they would move closer to this around 72 or so. So I ask you, early 70s, dollars, you want an S100. What are you paying in early 70s dollars?
Probably 70s is like not far off what you're paying for this today. In 70s dollars, you were paying $660?
You were paying about $350. Today dollars, it's like $2,100.
Okay.
Guild also made a Kim Thayil limited edition.
Oof.
Only 30 of them. That thing was $7,000.
That guitar was built for people to buy it and put it in a case and never play it. And flip it for a ton of money.
These were all master built in the U.S. down there in Oxnard, California. They used old growth Honduran mahogany for the body and the neck.
Okay.
Bound rosewood neck.
Yeah.
The pickups on the limited edition ones were custom voiced. That work was executed by Jason Lawler.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Made by hand by Lawler himself. 30 sets for 30 guitars made by the dude.
That's crazy. I think especially with the white, the gold on this does not bother me. At all. It does not look particularly fancy. That's usually why I don't like gold. But, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta try it. Try and decide. Is it hello or goodbye? Buy or deny.
This one is vintage white. Inspired by the savage guitar playing of Kim Thayil of Soundgarden.
Yeah.
It has two HP1 humbuckers.
Yep.
It's very affordable. And you can throw it out of phase.
Yeah.
The S100, Ed.
Yeah.
Buy or deny.
You know, I do that weird caveat thing where it's like, oh, well, if it were this or that. Or like, yeah.
It depends what day of the week is it.
Exactly. No, this one is exactly the one I would buy. I don't want a $7,000 Kim Thayil. Super fancy guy. No, I want this one. And I want it in white, not black. Like, it's this one. No caveats. I don't want the old style trem. I don't really want... acorns would be kind of sick.
You could get some acorn stickers.
Oh, that would be great. And you wouldn't feel terrible because it's like, well, it's an affordable guitar. I can put stickers on it. Yeah. It's okay.
By the way, anybody who has not been following our... hashtag keep the sticker.
Yeah.
Bunch of photos we're putting up on Instagram.
A puppy.
Yeah. Type in hashtag keep the sticker.
Okay.
And look for the pictures of the guitars.
Yeah.
Every time we run across one that we think should stay on the guitar.
There's like a handful. It's not going to take you all day.
If you have any, shoot them to us in a message. I agree with you, Ed.
Yeah?
this is a buy for me too. There's really no reason not to. Am I going to like ring myself into a ball trying to figure out which SGA I can afford? Or no, why bother? Just get this.
Yeah. Weird thing is like at the price point, I don't want a $900 SG because you know it's going to be like on the lower quality end of that spectrum pretty severely.
Right.
But this is
not
super solid. I dig it a lot.
This is impressively solid.
Yeah.
We're trying not to bag on import guitars more than we have to. The assumption sometimes is they're maybe not going to be all there in terms of fit and finish, but this one is.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of those podcasts or just YouTube channels where people sit there and they like measure out the frets. You know, they do all of that fit and finish stuff. Yeah, maybe we're not that channel.
What's the string height at the 12th fret on this? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. How does it play? Like, that's it.
It plays great. Yeah. I mean, you could just sit here all day. And that phase.
Yeah, always out of phase. Yeah, that's a song.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Well, we'll take lots of pictures of this for the video disabled, and we'll put them up on Instagram like we do.
I think the people are really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think so.
Yeah. Are we still proud members of the Ruinous Media Network of music-related podcasts?
Yes, we are. And they have not yet jettisoned our dead weight to save the others.
No. And welcome, Uncle Frank.
Welcome, Uncle Frank.
Yeah. I had this thing, like, as long as there's this guy who works with you, as long as this guy's around, I'm safe. I'm safe because I know when the heads start rolling, that guy's going before me.
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh. So what are you saying?
Well, at the Ruinous Media Network of music-related podcasts.
We're at the front of the line? Yeah. The dead weight.
When the cutbacks come.
Hey, let's talk severance.
Yeah, exactly. When the hard talk has to come. No, we're great. We are at the top of that heap.
Top of that pyramid?
Oh.
Do you want to come back next week and do another one, Ed?
Absolutely, John.
I think that would be fun. I'd love it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, John.
Yes.
I'm looking right at the camera.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay, bye.